Thus, from the top and in its entirety, these Idria ravines and hills can only be seen on a model. I know most of them well. But when a man sets out there on foot, he is not aware of how they are connected by faults, as if someone had cut into the earth. This notch was formed along the fault and by moving along it. A fault is generally a vertical surface that cuts the earth's crust. Rock blocks moved in different directions along that surface. The rocks that are crushed at shifts. Crushed rocks are more vulnerable to weathering and are easily transported away. Eventually, a valley is formed. The valley along the Idria Fault is best visible from Kanomersko Raspodje, Oblako Vrh, or Hudo Urnik. I heartily recommend you visit one of them. People from the mine told me that the ore is only in the area below Idria, but now we see that this is not the case, and that part of the ore deposits shifted along the fault. Our planet is restless, and Idria's location at the fault means the ground here sometimes shakes. I cannot imagine what it was like back in 1511, when the great Idria earthquake triggered a landslide. It dammed the Idrica, and a lake was formed. Water flooded the town and the mine. It must have been horrific, and I don't even want to think that something like this could happen again. But today, they are constantly monitoring earthquake activity. Two seismic observatories prove that the wider Idria area is indeed restless. One of the first observatories in Slovenia is located in Vojsko. It was built in 1985. The second and newer one is located in Javornik. Look at the screen. You can see the recorded data from the seismic observatory in Vojsko. Who knows? Maybe one day they will be able to predict earthquakes.